I thought it was riding it, dude.
Welcome to our newest program of the Local Food Roundup. I'm Chris LaPaglia.
And I'm Ann Bowes. We're here to bring you our ongoing series of news, views, and interviews about local food here on the Palouse.
This interview was conducted on the winter solstice, that's December 21st, 2018. I'm speaking with Destiny Sternod right now. Destiny, welcome to the Local Food Roundup.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Okay, Destiny, we got all kinds of stuff to cover here. I hear you're associated with the Pullman Co-op to be.
Yes, the Pullman Good Food Co-op.
The Pullman Good Food Co-op. And where does that stand right now? Is it just an idea? Or what's happening with that?
Yeah, so we've come a long ways in the last year. Our group first started meeting last January, so we're approaching a year in this journey so far. And currently, we're an official entity through Washington State. We've done all our filing and become an official organization, a nonprofit cooperative in Washington. And right now we've been building our business plan. We have our bylaws all created, our membership program. We held our first membership drive event in September, and now we're kind of just in discussions of location and trying to start our capital campaign to raise the funds. So that's kind of where we're at currently.
Well, that sounds pretty serious. Sounds like the co-op is definitely going to be in the future.
Yes. Yes.
You are a co-op.
Yep, exactly, yep. Just when and where is still the question.
Okay. So what do you got to do to get it going? Exactly.
From here?
Yeah, I mean, you need more members.
Yeah, members for sure. I mean, you know, cooperatives are member-based, member-owned, and so the more members that we can get, the better for sure. And I know currently, you know, it's kind of tricky when you're not yet formed, you know, you're not a store yet, you're not somewhere that people can go. So we get a lot of questions on like, okay, well, when and where, why would I buy a membership now? And so the main thing for us right now is sort of relaying to people like, you know, if we want this to happen as a community, we do need members. So our founding members are super special to us. And we've had about 50 people who've joined so far. And so the more that we can get, the better for sure. And the sooner, hopefully, we'll be open. We do have a lot of people on board who have been associated with co-ops before, whether served as prior board members or helped kind of get it off other co-ops off the ground, or were many of us, of course, members. So we all have thankfully been associated in some way with food cooperatives.
Uh-huh. So we've got a lot of expertise happening, ready
yes.
to go. So
yes.
It reminds me then of the old days of the Moscow Food Co-op when it was just a little storefront. I bet they had 40 products.
Yeah.
Just and mostly it was just a bulk buying club.
Yes, yeah, that's how they started, yep.
And are you seeing that you're going to kind of go through that stage as well, kind of start with a small store, or that depends?
So that was, yeah, it's still something that's up in the air for us, you know. It really is dependent on what our community wants, because, you know, it's not what me or any of the other board members want of this on a personal level. It's really what our community is asking for. And so what we found through our surveys and through just talking with people, meeting with one another, is that people really do want to see a full service grocer, you know, a natural grocer for somewhere to go and shop and meet with people and just join together in community around good food. And so for us, when I first started holding the meetings back in January, I was just meeting with a few friends of mine, a few colleagues that I knew, just to discuss the possibility. And we really thought it would be small, but we were very much open to whatever, you know, would come of it. And because of the people that we've had on board and because of the community's desire for a full-service grocery store, we're sort of leaning more in the way of being similar, possibly, to the size of the current Moscow Food Co-op. So
you're hoping then to be that size right out of the gate, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. There's actually been a lot of research amongst food cooperatives that has shown that one of the biggest factors in co-ops failing actually is starting too small. And so for me, in my heart and my mind, what I wanted was to start small. I started my business, Main Street Squeeze Small. We're currently still in 150 square foot space with limited products. And so that's what I really envisioned for it. But again, it's not ideal for what the community wants and what the community needs. So yeah, we're definitely aiming in more of a large scale cooperative.
Right. So now I got a lot of questions, but so one of them is, if the community wants you to be that big, then they need to step up. Are you optimistic about that? Does it look like that's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I really am. It's amazing. I've been here for 8 years on the Palouse, and specifically in Pullman. And, you know, when there's community members involved, the community is so supportive of it. You know, when I was here for only a couple of years, I wasn't really that ingrained in the community and I didn't know that many people. But from being here and really communicating and getting to know people within the community, I'm very confident that we'll be able to have a large member base to support that for sure. And I mean, you know, who knows, but I'm definitely confident in our community to kind of rally the troops and get it off the ground.
So if people knew, I mean, you just got to tell people, yes, this is what
we need. Yeah, for sure. Spreading the word, I mean, is really what we're doing. So far, the 55 or 50 members that we have so far have really been a large part through word of mouth, through speaking events that we do and stuff like that. So we haven't really launched a real true membership campaign or capital drive. So just having that many within the last couple months we're so grateful for that already. So yeah, I'm confident for the future.
Okay. So the best is yet to come. I mean, you've just barely become a co-op, really.
Yeah. I think, can't remember the exact month. All of summer really blended together, unfortunately, but it was sometime towards the middle of summer, I believe it was June or July, that we actually became an entity. And then our first membership that we took was end of September 28th. That was our first membership. So just in the last couple of months, through very little effort, we've had 55. So
okay. And how many do you think you need? I guess you're still working on the business plan, right?
Yeah, we are. We're definitely still working on it. We've come really far in the last month and we have a pretty solid idea. But it also goes into the site, so where we're able to find a spot, whether that's going to need to be built from the ground up or renovated or whatever, will kind of dictate the startup funds that we'll need. But generally, co-ops to open are looking for anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 members to open their doors.
Okay, so you need 20 times more members maybe than what you have now.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that's kind of why co-ops can take so long to start. You know, a lot of people assume it's like a business and you're just going to build the thing and then open it and you're good. But co-ops generally can take 2 to 7 years even to open their doors. And a large part of that is due to really needing that solid membership to get started. So yeah, we know that it may take us some time, but we're in it for the long haul. So.
So you're not really getting financing as much as you're getting members.
Well, it will be a combination of that. The exact outline, I'm not really sure of. Thankfully, I'm not our treasurer in charge of our accounting because I don't really know the details of all of it. But yeah, we will get it from different sources, of course. But membership is, I think, about 20-25% of capital.
Sure.
Funds. Yeah.
And you'll have to have most of that up ready to go.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you and become a member, what would they do?
Yeah, so we have a website where they can download our membership agreement and membership application, and that's at pullmangoodfoodcoop.com/membership. They can go on there and they can get information, they can read our bylaws, they can your articles of incorporation, get to know us a little bit better, and then if they want, they can print that membership application off, fill it out, and then mail it into us. If they're also ever by Main Street Squeeze, my business downtown, I do keep membership forms there if someone just wants to pick it up and drop it off there. But that's kind of how you get started.
The focus of the local food roundup is, of course, on local food. We're kind of, is there some dedication to that? And you're saying it's the good food co-op, and we all know that local food is the best
yes.
food. So is that a
yes.
big part of what you're doing?
Yes, it is 100%. So we are really, our largest focus is on focus, supporting local producers, local farmers, just the local food economy in general is really what we're about fully. So we are really trying to focus 100% on that and seeing what we can get local. And, you know, it's meant, you know, connecting with local farmers. We have local farmers who come, thank goodness, to our meetings, and we want to hear from them. We want to know what they need as well to help be supported. And we're really trying to make this 100% community-based, local, on the Palouse. And so, yes, 100%, not 100% local, but largely local is our focus, for sure.
Wow. I guess there's some crops you just can't get, and you might, you know, people want to
yeah.
buy chocolate, and
yep.
people want to buy coffee.
Yeah, exactly. So, or bananas or whatever.
Yeah. They should eat more apples.
Yeah, right. We have plenty of those.
Sort of along those same lines, the Main Street Squeeze, according to your website, your focus is local, local, local.
Yes. Yeah. So my goal when I started Main Street Squeeze was to be able to source 50% locally here on the Palouse within my first year. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to reach 50% local, but we do strive every day to buy from local farmers, local distributors. I'm so thankful for Link Foods because, you know, as a food service, it's simplest for me to work through a distributor. And so I'm so thankful for Link, who helps to distribute local food locally. And so I utilize them a lot, and then also just connecting with local farmers one-on-one. Johnson's Cooperative is one of my favorite cooperatives farms to go to, because Chris, who runs it, is just a great person and been really helpful in trying to get us what we need throughout the year that we've been open. So, and Omachi Farms too. So yeah, as much as we can, we try and source locally. We also work with Charlie's Produce largely to source locally. They do have a problem, unfortunately, with not being able to get some of their products locally, which is one of their focuses. They do largely focus in Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. But every day I'm trying to figure out how we can get more and more local. And so, yeah, I'm always open to ideas or suggestions and reaching out to farmers. But yeah, our goal is really local. And that's honestly kind of why I started gathering local community members in regards to the co-op, because I saw, you know, owning a business, it was really difficult for me to try and connect and be able to easily access local produce. And so we realized there was kind of a need there, and, you know, to be able to, for the people living on the Palouse to be able to consume that food. And so that's kind of why I started holding meetings last January. And I'm really glad to see it finally come to fruition. But
so not only will the co-op put local food in pride of place, but you're going to probably try and work with through that co-op as making wholesale purchases from them?
Hopefully, yeah. I do, I get a lot of my stuff from the Moscow Food Co-op currently as well. And so, you know, being able to utilize both co-ops in that manner, I think is going to be really beneficial for my business and for the co-ops and just for the food system in general on the Palouse. So, yeah, hopefully.
Okay. What is it that maybe it could be grown locally? I mean, there's a business opportunity there somewhere. Someone could sell you something. What is it? What should a farmer start planting?
That's such a good question. I mean, farmers are doing so much already. You know, it's really easy for a lot of us who don't know much about the food system to, you know, want all these things and not really realize what goes behind it. One thing that I feel like would be great, not necessarily adding that stress to local farmers who are already working so hard to produce what they do. But I do think it'd be amazing for, you know, some sort of local person with a passion to get into greenhouses and really focusing on off-season production of greens. You know, it's definitely doable with things like hydroponics and greenhouses and stuff like that. It would be a little bit of a startup cost, but I think for me that's what I would really like to see. We go through a lot of greens, we go through a lot of spinach, a lot of kale, and I would love to be able to get that even during the colder months here on the Palouse.
Locally.
Yeah, that'd be a cool thing to see for sure.
So there's a market right there. If someone had a greenhouse and wanted to grow spinach and kale, they could sell it to you, guaranteed.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Oh, yes. You would take it, yeah.
Yeah, and would you want it organic, preferably?
The juice bar in particular, not speaking to the co-op and what we'll serve there, but for Main Street Squeeze, our focus is local and fresh and quality. Beyond that, whether or not it's organic is really just comes down to cost. So my main goal when I opened Main Street Squeeze was to make food affordable because I came here as a student and I know what it's like to have to sort of struggle to pay for just, you know, every single meal. And so for me, that was really the passion behind Main Street Squeeze, was to make food affordable. And unfortunately, I wish it weren't the case, but unfortunately, organic can tend to be more expensive. So for me, I always look at that cost. And if it's going to impact my customers negatively and raising prices, it's not something that is a priority for me. So just fresh, healthy, preferably local is our focus.
Okay.
So yeah, for me, as at the juice bar, it wouldn't matter for me.
Okay. So because a lot of what makes organic food organic these days is just the extra paperwork and the extra record keeping.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people are growing great food, better than organic.
Exactly. Yeah, especially, you know, small farmers who either can't or don't want to pay into the certification process of organic are practicing, you know, organically and growing great food. And I don't think that it should, you know, negatively impact them just because they don't want to or can't pay for that certification process, which sometimes, you know, doesn't really even mean anything, unfortunately, or not a whole lot. So yeah, there's definitely local producers that are growing great food that's not certified organic.
Okay. And then in the co-op, probably that you'd be selling both,
certified for sure,
and both. Not certified.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, we do want to, much like the Moscow Food Co-op did a great job of, unfortunately, I don't remember what farm it was, but helping them get their organic certification. We also would like to be able to support farmers who maybe want to but can't afford to pay for the certification process. So that's something that's been brought up during some of our meetings for the Pullman Good Food Co-op, is to offer that support in whatever way we can for local producers who do want to become organic or who do want to become GAP approved. And so those are definitely two things that are really important to us too.
Okay. GAP approved?
Yeah. Good agricultural practices. It's what you need to sell to distributors like Charlie's Produce or sell to the school district.
Oh, yeah. Like from the Food Sovereignty Elimination Act. What is that?
I don't know where it's from.
Food Safety Modernization Act. That's
okay,
it.
That
FSMA.
Like it.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and that's, you know, speaking with Charlie's Produce, I've, you know, connected with them and tried to figure out why they don't have a lot of stuff locally on the Palouse, which that's their focus is sourcing local. And a lot of it comes from Oregon or the west side of the state. And a lot of it is because local producers aren't GAP approved. And so if we're able to offer that sort of support for farmers who are interested in that, we want to be able to do that for them as well.
So, and someone needs to jump through the Food Safety Modernization Act hoops in order to sell to your Main Street Squeeze.
Not to be able to sell to me directly, to sell to me through a distributor, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, we grow some of our own food. We do purchase from you know, farmers who don't have GAP certification, which tends to be a lot on the Palouse. A lot of producers don't have that certification. Mm. So no, we as the juice bar, no, I.
Oh, okay. So it's not that's not written in stone that you need to. Then that's something I didn't know.
Not that I know of. No, yeah, I've checked thankfully with the local Whitman County Health Department to make sure that we can even grow some of our own food too. So, which we do.
Oh, okay. So you have a a little place, a little garden, big
garden?
Yeah,
we have two 40 square foot plots over at Koppel Gardens in Pullman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so we grow there, of course, when it's in season, and we have community volunteers that are out at the plots to grow and harvest the food for us.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So it is, you know, it's local and you know what's on it because you grew it.
Yeah, and we know it's organic and, yeah, because we're the ones to care for it and tend for it. So, yeah.
Huh. And so do you grow high value crops there or just what kinds of stuff do you grow?
We grow all sorts of produce. So we grow, goodness, tomatoes, lots of kale, lots of spinach. We grew a couple watermelons and carrots and beets and cabbage and strawberries, onion. Yeah, we grew all sorts of different stuff. And then we also did a couple deliveries of extra produce that went to Backyard Harvest, because that's also part of the community garden program, is to be able to donate a percentage of it to the Backyard Harvest program.
Well, I will say that I did go to Koppel Farm last winter, and it's in a bit of a frost pocket, but somebody had up just a piece of plastic, and there was a little rip in the plastic, so I peeked through it, and the spinach was looking fine. There was snow on the ground. It's probably like, it was in the 20s, and the spinach, it was hard to hold myself back. I was like, oh, that looks really good. Fresh greens just standing there in the ground right at Koppel Farm. But yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've never experimented with growing off-season or in colder climate, so I don't know what would survive, but that's good to know. I'll have to go check my plot and see if there's anything still growing.
Your kale is probably still hanging in there. I've got some
probably.
Char. A little bit. But you know, you mulch it a little, you put a piece of plastic over it, and, you know, the spinach isn't growing, but it's standing there, and it's ready to eat. It looks perfect. It's in cold storage.
That's good to know.
It's very fresh. It looked very fresh. I didn't taste it, but yeah, I get some chard out of my garden this time of year a little bit.
Yeah.
You really need something green. It's there. Wow, sounds like you're trying to cover all bases there. You know, making food available to the people.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I hope we're able to make an impact, because that's definitely our mission. So,
through your Main Street Squeeze, do you do any food advocacy? I mean, besides from the co-op, are you trying to feed people, help with the local food situation in other ways?
Yeah, some of the main ways that we are able to do that is through, of course, offering food, hopefully, that is more affordable. But we, for example, one thing that we do offer as well is discounts for those who are on SNAP or any sort of low-income assistance. And then we also occasionally will do days where 50% of our profits go to this organization or that organization. For example, Backyard Harvest was our organization that we worked with last Giving Tuesday, so last year, last November, to donate a percentage of our profits to them. And I love Backyard Harvest. I love everything that they're about. So that's one thing that I'm really passionate about. And then donating a lot of our anything that we have left over that we're not going to utilize, going to the food banks is something that we do. So, and we're always looking for ways to better ourselves and be able to have a larger impact. But our main focus is really on offering quality, healthy food that people can afford. So we always have something under $5 available for people to come and enjoy. So that's our main focus. But yeah, always looking for other ways to be able to get involved in whatever means that is. Because yeah, we definitely have, my husband and I having experienced that, and being on SNAP was something that is personal to us and something that we want to be able to help with here on the Palouse. So we have a bunch of goals for next year to be able to accomplish, having like a drink in particular that has a high amount of local product, and then being able to have a certain percentage of that, the profits from that drink, go to a local organization is something that I've been sort of playing with and would really like to start implementing, so we can continuously give back every day.
Okay. I guess it could be carrot and beet juice. You can get carrots and beets locally,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe cabbage. So
I've never tried to juice cabbage, but I'll have to try that.
Yeah, I don't. Carrot tastes better. It is nutritious. It's kind of like kale, sort of. So are you seeing the need for some facilities, say like some storage for produce or something? I mean, if you're buying local carrots in January, then you're counting on somebody storing the carrots.
So we do, I mean, we have storage space. We, unfortunately, because we are so small, we can't order a lot, which is kind of one of our downfalls at this point. Storage space would be nice. Ultimately, though, we really want to be able to, so currently we're looking to expand into a bigger location. This is really the space that we're at right now in the Armory was really meant to kind of just be, you know, incubator style of trying it out, seeing how people respond, and then grow from there. So we're in the process over the last few months of finding a new space so that we can store more and offer more product to more people.
So, yeah, food storage is something you're looking for. Keep some apples, keep some carrots, have them on hand.
Yeah, that would be great.
Buy big amounts. Yeah, that seems to be one of the bottlenecks locally is, you know, storage. And I guess Link is getting into that a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know they are doing so much all the time, but yeah, I think that they are. I just, again, like I said, I love Link so much because of all they're trying to do, and I think they're doing a great job. But
so that's a business opportunity for somebody to store carrots and potatoes and apples locally. I mean, the stuff is around.
Yep.
You have anything else you'd like to add about the Pullman Co-op to be? What is it, the Pullman Good Food Co-op?
Yes, the Pullman Good Food Co-op. Really, I mean, the only thing is just if people are interested in getting involved and either voicing their opinion or volunteering or just becoming a member, you know, they can definitely feel free to reach out either to me or to the co-op. And again, our contact information, they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or they can just go to our website, which is PullmanGoodFoodCoop.com to get more information. But yeah, we really want to be able to be there for people, hear what they have to say, hear what they want and what they need, and be able to support them in any way possible through the Good Food Co-op. So I think that's about all.
Oh, but you have volunteer opportunities right now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So we have, I mean, like we have so many subcommittees and so many little tasks that we're working on along the way that we can use all the help that we can get. And we really would love to be able to have people that are really passionate about this get involved.
My last question here in the Local Food Roundup, What's something locally grown food that you've eaten lately that was really good?
Lately, I did have a squash from Omachi Farm not too long ago. I had been keeping it and I was just so excited to eat it, and so I made a stew with it and that was a couple weeks ago. That brought to mind the squash because I've been holding on to it for so long. It was just so excited to be able to take some time and make a meal out of it. So yeah, that was probably my most favorite local product that I had recently.
Destiny Sternod, thanks a lot for joining us in the Local Food Roundup.
That's it for this show. The Local Food Roundup is a production of KRFP Moscow.
If you want to hear this show again or any of our past shows, just go to anchorfm.com and search for the Local Food Roundup. We'll try and get it posted as soon as we can.
And remember, local food may not be free,
but it sure can set you free. Thanks for listening.
Ah-ho! Roll-pole! Yeah!